to Washington now, where in sight of the Capitol Dome is David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times, joining us from Union Station. David Sanger, good morning.
Morning, John. How are you?
Great. So the big story, I mean, we've wondered for a while who Barack Obama would name to replace Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who said almost from the beginning of the administration, I'm here for a while and then I'm out. Leon Panetta, apparently the choice, according to the Associated Press, and General David Petraeus replacing Panetta over at the CIA. Tell us, first of all, about Panetta's, qualifications, Washington savvy in taking up this new position.
A few things. First of all, while this may be a surprise in some ways in the timing of the announcement, not a surprise in the way the president has decided to do this. We reported probably on the front page a month ago that this was the likely way that this would all get sorted itself out. The choice of Panetta is a fairly basic one. Former congressman, former White House chief of staff, a guy who's good at budgets at the time that they're going to have to be doing a lot of cuts in the Pentagon budget. And so it seems to be a really reasonable choice that they would go for him. The bigger surprise here is General Petraeus, who at various times has had a rocky relationship with this White House. They've had moments when they didn't fully trust him. He, of course, ran Central Command and then, of course, became the Afghan commander, right? Fired his immediate predecessor last June.
So, David Sanger, but could that possibly be an argument that Petraeus is being exiled to the CIA? It's not the preeminent security agency. It reports to the, you know, the sort of overall director of intelligence.
Well, there were some interesting questions about what would happen to General Petraeus after he was done with the Afghan command. The most likely outcome was that he would either retire or become candidate for chairman of the Joint Chiefs, a job that opens in September. I think there was a lot of doubt about whether or not President Obama would put him in that post. Now, of course, there are also people who have always thought that General Petraeus could run for president. He has never expressed any particular interest in this, but there are some Republicans who thought that he would be kind of their dream candidate. And if that's the case, it looks like he's going to be otherwise engaged for the next 3 years.
David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our part of the New York Times, on his way to the New York Times Washington Bureau. We reached him live at the Union Station. Before we go, Dave, Leon Panetta, a Washington bureaucrat lawmaker, choice to head the Pentagon. Does that mean continuity from the Gates regime or a shift in course?
Well, there's got to be some shift in course here because Mr. Gates brought to President Obama some things that no one else could. First of all, he was a Republican. Secondly, he was George Bush's Secretary of Defense for the last 2 years. And the result of that was that every time that the Afghan strategy was pushing, President Obama had a ready answer, which was, the man I'm taking my advice from is the same man who gave advice to George Bush. He won't be able to say that anymore.
Right. David Sanger, you can check him out every Monday on New York Public Radio's WQXR on the Washington Report, reporting for us on Leon Panetta being reportedly named to replace Robert Gates at the Pentagon, David Petraeus replacing Panetta at the CIA. David Sanger, thanks so much.
Thank you.